Gone is the luster from goldenrods as they slowly fade away. Most other wildflowers are but a passing memory. With daylight hours shortening and temperatures dipping lower as the days pass, only a few wildflowers hold on into the autumn days. Small white asters are some of these holdouts. They look like miniature daisies, with many small white-petaled flowers surrounding yellow centers. Some are low-growing and form almost a carpet of white across the ground. Others, however, have greater aspirations, reaching skyward at almost a foot in height. They are a complex group of small white flowers, difficult to identify because of their variability and tendency to hybridize with one another. Recently, these native wildflowers have been separated into their own classification of American aster. They are members of the composite family, a very large group of flowers that have over 23,000 species worldwide. They are known as composites because the flower head is composed of many tiny individual flowers. What appear to be white petals on these asters are actually known as ray flowers. The central yellow part is a group of disc flowers. One advantage of these flowers is that their composite nature increases their visual display to pollinating insects without the need to develop large, showy flowers. The nectar of these late bloomers is enjoyed by a variety of bees at a time when food is becoming scarce. Look for these American asters in woodland openings, forest edges, fields, and lawns. This has been Nature Notes from the Montour Area Recreation Commission. We hope you will note something new and exciting on your next nature outing.